Penguin Random House Audio presents The Warden and the Wolf King, The Wingfeather Saga, Book 4, written and read by Andrew Peterson.
Book 4 of The Wingfeather Saga. This one's for you, dear reader. You're almost home. I dreamed of a song, I heard it sung. In the ear of my soul, its strange notes rung. What were its words I could not tell, only the voice I heard right well. A voice with a wild melodious cry, reaching and longing afar and high, sorrowful triumph and hopeful strife, gainful death and newborn life. George MacDonald, 1842. Part 1. The Green Hollows. In the fourth epoch, in the year 435, during the peaceful reign of Lander Wingfeather and his wife Ilya Finley of the Green Hollows, a girl was born. Her elder brother, Olmer, would be the throne warden, and the girl was to be the High Queen of the Shining Isle. Her name was Madia, and her beauty was renowned in the free lands of Dang. When she was a young woman of marrying age, she paid a summer visit to Ban Rona in the Green Hollows, where King Lander and Queen Ilya often sailed when the wind was warm. There they attended the Bannock Durga and spent the days in happiness while the Hollows folk reveled in gamery. Of all the pleasures of Ban Rona, young Madia most enjoyed stealing away from the games at the Field of Finley to the cavernous halls of the great library. There she met a bright young man named Bonifer Scoon. From the Aeneriad, The Fall of the Fourth Epoch, as compiled by Oscar N. Retief, Esquire, appreciator of the strange, the neat, and or the yummy, chief librarian, historian, and booksmeller of the great library of Ban Rona.